So, Alan, do you hear all the CPUs and polygons running through my mic right now?
Yeah, I can hear a noticeable increase in the amount of bits and bytes mm-hmm. you're spitting out.
Do you feel the rhythm? Because I put so many fucking DDR4s in there.
Maybe you didn't go with DDR5?
I didn't go DDR5. I went DDR4 because that's the one that had the Gurren Lagann song on it.
Okay, well, that's good enough.
Yeah. And just so many processes. Like, I can now look at my Audacity file, and I can actually see the things you're going to say before you say it, so you don't have to bring up your big dick.
I mean, that is exactly what I was about to say. You actually have to, usually have to cut that out of most episodes, because that's about that's like every other sentence I say.
You have your MD, major dick.
I thought I had a PhD, medical degree. A pretty huge dick.
Oh, wow. Well, my predictive text was a little off. The algorithm must be off.
Get a load of Nate Silver over here.
I think they were actually talking about Major Dick, your drill sergeant, back when you were in the military.
Oh, that's my favorite. Damon Wayans movie. Was that Damon Wayans? Or was that...
No, it was Demon Wayans.
Demon Wayans.
The last Wayans brother.
I thought that was an arc in the most recent Batman comics.
No, you're thinking of... who's the really offensive... superhero, the mentally challenged superhero, the very offensive. Rain Man?
What? The Rain Man is Dustin Hoffman.
No, I'm sorry, I'm getting them mixed up. Meteor Man. Is it Meteor Man?
Meteor
Is that the one with the Wayans brother?
Let
me Google this real quick.
That's a Spider-Man villain, I think.
Meteor Man. No, that wasn't.
No, that's not him. If you look for offensive superhero, you'll find out most of them are.
Oh my god! Even Gypsy from DC.
Yes, especially that one. Actually, yeah, that one a lot.
Oh my god.
Shamrock. Oh. Big Bertha.
Big Bertha. I don't remember. Anyway, we don't have to go into it, but Damon Wayans was. It was actually in one of his recent special comics that they summoned Demon Wayans. And Demon Wayans has, like, dark demonic powers. And he can create, he can bring color to life, but evil colors.
What?
Because it's in living color.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
I think it is Damon Wayans, because there's that one Biggie lyric that's, major pain like Damon Wayans, low down, dirty even like his brother Keenan, I think.
Mm. See, the funny thing is, not a lot of people know this, but sketch groups, they're named after the power that their sketches elicit. A la Saturday Night Live, they're all still alive, despite the fact that they shouldn't be.
Oh,
Dan Aykroyd
should have
been dead
50
years ago.
Me.
Yes, they're all liches. The birthday boys are all 1 year old. At the end of their 1 year of life, they all die. Mike Mitchell, the Spoon Man, notwithstanding. What else? Who's another comedy group? Why did I go to the most obscure ones
the
first?
State.
Yeah, the state.
They're all members of the government.
Yeah, they're all with the man.
Judging by Michael Ian Black's tweets, that's not that hard to believe.
Oh boy,
He's in the state, Ellen. Right?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Including Michael Show, Walter.
What about
Kevin Allison?
What about
the whitest kids you know?
Yeah, that's pretty self-explanatory. Their power is privilege.
No, actually, they can absorb light.
Oh, okay. Well,
that
would make them black.
Dagger.
That would make them black and not white. But okay.
They reflect all light.
Yes, that would be it. Yeah.
They like mirrors and shit.
You're
right. That is Cloak's power.
That is
Dagger. Oh my god.
What about the kids
in
the hall?
The kids in the hall? They have the Doctor Strange hall extending powers.
The Hannibal, the Mads Mikkelsen power.
Yeah, Mads. Are you mad about Mads?
I'm mad about Mads.
Anyway.
By the way, I saw Doctor Strange and I wish there was more Mads Mikkelsen in it.
Yeah, you were mad. You were mad because you're mad about Mads.
Why wasn't he Doctor Strange is what I wanted to know.
Yeah. Why didn't Doctor Strange eat anybody's livers with fava beans?
I like the part that never happened in the TV show Hannibal, but I like the part where they put Mads Mikkelsen in like a weird magic torture device.
More like Ellen's fetish fuel.
Yeah.
Fetish fuel.
A magical animated like torture device. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Alan, actually, that was just the 3D glasses you were forced to wear in your eyes.
Oh, hey.
3D bad. I'm film critic.
Oh, okay. I like this new
Welcome to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic pizza and movies podcast on the planet. That's right, non-corporate movie reviews. We don't get trodden by big fucking Hollywood pushing their popcorn on us. I bring my own fucking cob of corn into the fucking theater, and I nod it. It's very loud.
Russ brings a cob of corn and a Zippo lighter. He's trying to pop it.
And then at the end, I just have to eat it like a Looney Tune. But when I'm eating it, I actually do make like the ding, like a typewriter noise at the end of it. So it's very loud, and usually I get kicked out.
And
of
also,
movies. So what happened
and also
at the end of Doctor Strange?
Well, let's see. At the end of Doctor Strange, basically it's JoJo's Part 5, and then there's an after credit scene where Watson shows up.
Yeah. I was hoping that he actually got some strange.
Weirdly enough, Watson is Fing Fang Foom.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. Hey, is Hong Kong Fooey offensive? I just
thought. Yes, yes it is.
God damn,
Fing Fang Foom probably
dog.
Is also offensive because it's like a weird interdimensional Asian stereotype dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it's probably bad.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving came and went, Alan. And what are you thankful for this year?
I was thankful that we didn't have to record the show for a couple weeks.
Yes, that was good. I'm thankful for this. We kind of left the subject very quickly, but I bought this new power PC. Just like our society has become too PC. Well, my PC has become very powerful.
Okay. Yeah, I see.
And the analogy makes sense and is very good.
It all checks out. I'm looking at the description here. These ticking all the boxes. Yeah.
I sent that as some copy ahead of time. But also, by the way, if any big companies want to hire me to write copy, please and thank you.
Now, Russ, you know that when you write copy, you're not just copying what other people have written, right? Because what you did actually send me was just an Urban Outfitters like jacket description, and that you just kind of like tacked on that joke you just had at the very end of it.
Ellen, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
For one, that was an eBay purchase, and that was gonna be your Christmas present. Was an Urban Outfitters jacket. But I think I just accidentally purchased
the
description of an Urban Outfitters jacket on eBay.
But Russ, I sold my torso to get you to get you your present. Just kidding. I would never give Russ a present.
I bought you a book, but you're so stupid you can't read.
Oh boy. I wish O. Henry was just like super like just fucking rude and nasty.
What? Okay, the Gift of the Magi. That is such a good story name. Why did it have to be something so stupid?
First of all, why is it not the Magi, the supercomputers from Evangelion?
You get to the end of the Gift of the Magi, and she sold her teeth to buy him a comb or something. I don't remember what.
Yeah, she
like,
sold
so
her teeth.
When do we get to the ritual where the sorcerer uses the teeth to summon a demon?
You mean the spirit cooking?
Yes, exactly.
So Marina Abramovic or whatever her fucker name is shows up, and she's like, "Hey guys, you sacrificed all this. You made blood sacrifices for Christmas, and now I can give you the dark power from the dark dimension."
Well, I was going to get you a jacket.
Hold on a second, guys. Yeah. Is John Podesta one of the followers of Dormammu?
Oh my god, it might just be.
Maybe
in this political climate,
maybe instead of sipping on blueberry beer, he was.
Is that why Jill Stein hates the Democratic Party? Is because her crystals can detect.
Yeah, I think
the dark power.
See, the thing with Jill Stein is she's very rigid and inflexible, and she doesn't. She holds the staff of the whatever the fuck that name of the stupid stick Mordo.
What's the name of the DC character that can turn into a gem? Is it just Crystal? Is her name just Crystal?
The one that can turn into a gem. You mean like Emma Frost can turn into a diamond?
That's true. No, I'm thinking of a whatever her name is in DC. She was on the Teen Titans cartoon. That's where I know her primarily from.
Oh, Tara.
No, not Tara.
Tara?
She turned into a stone.
Oh.
I think it's somebody different. She lives in the primordial lands with a caveman.
Oh, they're like, it's their
caveman lover.
It is Crystal, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's also the name of my new album, The Caveman Lover.
She kind of looks like Starfire in a weird way, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's her.
They got a short cartoon. Remember when they were making a bunch of like DC shorts for women?
No.
Like cartoons?
No, I don't remember that at all.
The My Little Pony lady made one, and there was another one.
Are you telling me this? Are you telling me that people who make superhero stuff actually acknowledged women for once?
Maybe.
I don't know. That they actually made something that wasn't targeted to like straight white guys? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes.
I can't believe that.
And they did still push their weird fascist Batman allegory, but this time it was Wonderlass.
Oh, okay. So like you're saying that like they had Frank Miller just do some punch up on it.
That would be pretty badass if Frank Miller wrote.
By punch up he means it was just a bunch of people punching women and minorities and stuff that he just threw in there.
Oh my god, that'd be yes.
Mm, yeah.
Did you say what you're thankful for? Was it spirit cooking?
Let's say that's what I said I was thankful for.
Maybe it was. I don't know. How can I not remember the last 2 minutes? They went by in such a blur.
Maybe it didn't happen, Russ.
Maybe I'm unconscious for these and I'm just spitting out verbal diarrhea.
That happened one time when I said Gravemind should play Gargamel.
It's still a good suggestion.
I mean, the thing is, like, I was right. And I think, like, at that point, Doctor Strange, like, astral projected out of my body. But, like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, maybe Gravemind took over your body. And I guess Gravemind's greatest enemy is Hank Azaria.
I mean, I guess so.
Got beat out of the part.
The thing is, like, Gravemind is really trying to get his name out there, and he's really trying to make it big in Hollywood now that the Halo franchise has kind of moved away from the Flood. So
yeah, he could have imagined getting beaten by Henry Shearer, but Hank Azaria of all people? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
Boy alive.
Speaking of things I can't believe, there's some wild stuff that happened in the temple.
Oh boy, we're on temple talk. Oh boy,
I think we need to talk temple. We need to open this up. Talking about the greatest friendship that's been forged in the temple.
Oh, boy. Masquerita Sagrada kind of leveraged some of his cool points and handed them over to Son of Havoc, which is amazing if you ask
because
me.
We used to not like him, and we liked him more when he was like, ugh, my girlfriend. But now we like him even more when we find out that Son of Havoc lives with his mom and then hangs out with Masquerita Sagrada and eats bagel bites.
Oh, man, I really wish they just had two GameCube controllers sitting on the coffee table.
God, that would have been so cool.
If they're just playing some fucking Four Swords Adventure, which would be wrong, actually, because they need the GBA players, but I wouldn't hold it against them. And basically, they're best buds, and their friendship forged. I'm assuming they were at the grocery store, and they both reached for the final box of bagel bites, and their hands touched, and they were like, I'm going to put this guy in a headlock. And they looked and it was that guy that they knew at the temple. And they're like, oh my God, my coworker and me are friends now.
And man, I want to see Son of Havoc's mom. What's she like? What's she doing here? Is she a recurring character now?
Where is she? I'm scared for her.
I don't know. How does she feel about her son riding around on a motorcycle all the time and having such a crazy beard?
Yeah. I mean, she wants him to get a real job. An office job.
Yeah. Can you imagine Son of Havoc wearing a suit, working in an office, but still having a stupid mask and a stupid beard?
Did she get worried when he sleeps out in the stars, like Matt Stryker said that time?
Yeah, when he sleeps out on the open road.
You're gonna catch a cold, honey.
Do you think he just kind of, like, sleeps in their driveway?
Do you think she only cooks bagel bites?
I think she might not know how to cook anything else.
I mean, that's all you need, though.
I mean, really, it's a perfect meal you can eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Bagel bites were kind of like the original Soylent, but they, you know, not enough fiber.
You know what? If you get some bagel bites and you wrap them in lettuce, though, that is the ultimate food. That's a good superfood.
I go to the grocery store and I ask to get it. I get it protein style, like at In-N-Out. You have to ask the grocer, and they have to bust open the box and pre-wrap them and then re-freeze them, dry freeze them. But it's you can only do that at Whole Foods too, by the way.
Okay. Now I heard Whole Foods has that fake meat. They also have the grown in a test tube pizza bagels now.
They also have fake meet and greets where you can meet fake women and talk with them.
Russ, I I think those might have been real people, and those might have been just real women you met.
Oh boy, some of the things I said. Oh boy,
Russ thought he was in Westworld again.
I thought, wow, I was like, wow, real women? Nah, they gotta be fake.
They gotta be, are you a host? Russ is just walking up to people saying, are you a host?
Have you ever heard of an anime called Tubi Hero. It's airing on Crunchyroll right now. I'm assuming you subscribe.
And then they had to pretend. And then they don't know what he's saying. He's like, oh, I get it. You're programmed to believe it's the old West times. I understand.
Oh my God. Does Whole Foods look like the Wild West? Is that really?
It's kind of a lawless land. And that's why I really like it. Cause it's a place where the strong survive. And why people live and die. Yeah. Where people live and die by their own ideals. Yeah.
I remember that time, Alan, you told me that you forced down a man's throat a full thing of organic granola and died.
That was a metaphor for my dick.
I guess I've never seen your dick, but I can imagine looking like lumpy granola.
It's kind of like a tube of granola in a lot of ways.
You're like one of those people who buys like a Danimals. Not a Danimals, that's like the kids' version. What is the name? Oh my God.
A yogurt drink.
What is a yogurt drink or some such, and you're just full granola until it's just granola and less.
You know,
yogurt.
I kind of think like I think the thing's dick would look like a granola bar. If you think
like
about
a fancy like a Cliff Bar?
No,
or like
just like a standard granola bar. It's like kind of, you know, because granola kind of looks like a little bunch of little tiny like pebbles or orange rocks that are kind
like
of
like a post Mills. What is it again?
General Mills, yeah.
General Mills. Post is the cereal company that makes what is it again? Oh my God, my brain is so busted. Honey Bunches of Oats?
Sure, Russ. I know about cereal. I haven't eaten cereal in like 10 years, but sure.
You're missing out.
Cereal sucks. Breakfast is for chumps.
Yeah, breakfast is one of the best meals.
Breakfast is for chumps, and I think you should just eat normal food for breakfast.
Brexit was good for the UK, and breakfast is good for me.
Well, that is weird, because you did a couple months ago say people were calling me Mr. Breakfast. And I told you should probably stop that but now, you know what, maybe you were right after November 8th. I think you're within your rights to call yourself Mr. Breakfast.
A soldier return and beat up kill shot. That was bad.
Yeah, that was weird. Somebody
we're talking
who left
about
for dead.
Lynch Underground, by the way.
That'll happen in real life too, because it's the same thing. Yes. There's also teasing some sort of Alice in Wonderland themed rabbit people. Uh-huh. Maybe yes. A rabbit tribe? I don't know. It was revealed that Cobra Moon and Drago are both part of the snake tribe? But yes. Drago left 1,000 years ago?
So, yeah, Lucha Underground's gone full anime. They are having the dream sequence that's based off of Alice in Wonderland. Unless Alice in Wonderland was real.
This is basically Kyosu Giga is what I'm saying.
Oh my God!
Do you think somebody had sex? Do you think those are the kids that guy had sex with the rabbit lady?
Hey, do you think Katrina and I'm trying to think who else? Ivelisse are flip flappers.
They might be flip flappers.
They might flip flap at some point. Keep your eyes peeled for flip flapping. That's our new segment, by the way. Flip flap watch. Watch out for flip flaps.
Watch out for flip flaps. Watch out for that horny robot. Watch out for that fucking weirdo green robe or green rabbit.
I can't think of any situation where you shouldn't watch out for horny robots.
I mean, Lenore always got mad at me because she's like saying, hey, listen, you need to give these robots a chance on our fucking podcast. I'm telling you, I'm coming down hard on robots after I've seen flip flappers and that horny robot.
There is a war for your info, and that info is being stolen by horny robots that want to poke your butt when you're not.
Look, I'm saying that the Hitchbot, I'm glad he's dead.
I was standing in Star Tours, and I was getting creeped on hard by one of the service robots that was quipping and laughing at me. I don't know.
Whenever I go to there's some airports that have those like holographic like robot people that like try to give you directions.
No, no,
you don't know about those airports that have like robot holograms.
No, Alan, maybe I'm not flying at the right airport.
I mean, I haven't been to one personally, but they exist.
Alan, you sounds like you're like having horny airport fantasies.
I mean, no, there's holograms in the airport. I remember Seth's mom told me about him.
I went to an airport with a sparrow once. That's maybe not a robot.
You know what? That's a lot like it, actually.
You sound crazy right now.
You fucking cook. There's a hologram at the airport.
Sure there is. Okay, there's also metal detectors. I don't know, man.
I just googled airport hologram and I saw a hologram lady. Fuck you.
Are you playing Mass Effect again or something?
It's basically that. It's Paige and she's in Dulles.
Wait, what the fuck is the extranet from Mass Effect? I just want to comment on this. I talk about this a little too much.
It's the internet,
extranet?
But they're dipshits.
It's for extra. Maybe it just projects off digital Mass Effect fields or something. Anyway, Fucking extranet.
I hate the extranet. I was just calling the fucking internet. Just because you're sci-fi, you don't have to come up with a name for the internet. The internet's already a thing. It's been that since like the 70s. Just fucking call it the internet.
Okay.
Don't call it
the aliens.
But like, oh, aliens use it. It's the extranet because it's going out. But yeah, no shit. Mm-hmm. But like, that's how the normal internet works. Just call it that.
So.
God, anyway, I'm mad. Okay.
Prince Puma fought Mil Muertes and won. And Pentagon Jr. is now in a war with El Dragon Azteca.
A war for our information.
Jr. Yes. Dragon Azteca Jr. and Chavo Guerrero are in a feud to go kill Pentagon. Pentagon's become a MacGuffin that everybody's chasing and wanting to kill, but maybe we'll find out by the end that Pentagon's actually a ghost and that you can't kill what is already dead.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I feel like the season's building towards something.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of weird
revolution. Probably the apocalypse.
They've kind of dropped that. That was something that was important, and then they kind of just forgot about it. It was revealed this week that Johnny Mundo paid $6,000 for somebody to take down some internet photos. And Dario's like, ah, yes, the internet photos.
Oh, God, I need to see those photos.
What do you think they were? Do you think they were of his abs?
There's probably an AO3 fanfiction about it somewhere.
There's a lot of AO3 fanfic for all you guys out there. If you want to read up on Lucha Underground, there's a lot of fanfic.
I bet it's the one we read that one description of the one where Taya fucking beats the shit out of Johnny. S&M, you know, my two favorite letters.
That always seems weird because to me they seem like they'd just be like weird like het vanilla people.
Oh, I thought they were gonna be Zentai suit people.
No.
Now that I'm saying it.
You know, now that you say that.
Alan, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
What if those airport holograms are just actually Zentai suits?
It's just people. It's just somebody in a Zentai suit and then a projector that's like projecting an image onto them.
That would be the fucking raddest shit in the world. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. We need to move on.
Hey, moveon.org. Speaking of moving on, let's move on to our most popular segment, the Robin Minute.
Oh, shit. I got my cell phone here this time. I'm not the asshole who forgot on his desk the other day.
How many desks do you have, you fucking cuck? Are you Neil Breen?
Okay, there's another desk in the house.
Are you Neil Breen? You got like five laptops?
I got five laptops. All of them are streaming five different kinds of porns at the same time. And
it's all het and gross and dumb.
It's all het and gross and dumb. There's nobody gets bit in the eye.
That's most
of
Russ's possessions, by the way. Mm-hmm, and most things about
him. That's the only five things I own. And they have kind of duct tape adhesive on them now, so I can like tape them to my body, and that's what I wear as clothes. Anyway, hi, Robin. This is Robin Minute. We talk about Robin. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Robin was talking about Pokemon the other day, and I was going to interject, but I didn't really have that much of an opinion on Pokemon.
Have you been playing Pokemon?
For me to say anything. I have been playing Pokemon.
Well, the thing she said the other day, she doesn't like Lily. I think Lily's kind of bullshit, too.
I don't like Lily. I think Lily is fine. I don't have anything.
I don't really have. I don't. In the game, she's obnoxious. She's just like always tagging along and being kind of annoying. Mm-hmm. I don't like her.
Kind of like me.
She's a lot like you, and she's like, I'm so helpless all the time, constantly. And I'm like, you got to edit this podcast for me, Alan. I'm like, ugh.
I'm always trying to stuff Alan into a bag.
That's true.
Anyway, and yeah.
I just don't like her. I think people are too horny for her character design. It bothers me.
I like Lusamine better.
Well, anyway. Yeah.
Hot moms.
Mwah. I mean, yeah. Anyway, I think if you're in a... Hey, you know what? Lily is for boys. Lusamine is for men. For real men.
Class swag. Classes for men. Swag. Oh, you hear that? Can't talk about that anymore.
Sorry.
The Robin Minute. I need to use Twitter more.
Yeah, probably. Maybe not. It kind of sucks.
You need to talk to people. Yeah, it does kind of suck.
Hey, let's all get on that one app that everybody pretended to get on for a day and then forgot about, because that's...
I'm on Mastodon. I'm checking it all the time.
I mean, I made an account,
but... five or six dick pics on there.
I made an account, but, like, I didn't ever use it.
My dick doesn't look like a granola bar, by the way. Thank you. Just gonna clarify that.
Let's update the chart. What does it look like today?
It looks like a, what does it look like? It looks like a clown nose.
Okay, does it honk? Or...
yep.
Okay.
You want me to do it right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Russ, remember to edit in the sound of a clown nose honking.
Okay, I can't wait for you to not do that.
Anyway, exactly. Thank you.
You know what? It's now, after our most popular segment, it's time for our hottest segment, Domino's Goes.
Yeah. That is such a weird... Who was that, me or you?
That was you, you fucking cuck. You're the one that comes up with all this bizarre nomenclature for our segments.
Listen, fucking Walt Disney. We all can't have our head in the stars dreaming of hologram airports.
I'm just trying... This is my... This is the time when I went to Space Mountain.
Are you crying?
This is when I went to Space Mountain, Russ. I saw holograms in line.
Did one of them offer you Sparrow or something?
Yes.
You wanted some Wendy's, and they were like, we'll get you some Wendy's.
God damn it.
Square beef, and you took a bite of it. It was fucking holographic.
Oh, it's hot and fresh.
Those holographic pickles, though. Pixels.
Yeah. Pixel, yep, holographic pickles are definitely called pixels. Fuck you. God damn it.
This is stupid. Alan, Domino's Goes. Pizza review.
I started a new job recently, and there's a place near my work that I drove to called Acropolis Pizza. Mm. It's a Greek and Mediterranean restaurant, but they also have pizza. You can get it in New York traditional or Sicilian style crusts. I'm pretty sure the one I got was traditional because I didn't tell them that I wanted a special crust. And the pizza I got was shrimp Alfredo.
Ooh.
It had shrimp and Alfredo sauce topped with mozzarella. Pretty standard. And you know what, Russ? It was a bad pizza.
Oh, boy.
One thing that I guess was good at first, but then I kind of immediately got tired of, is it had that very stringy kind of cheese that's like impossible to take a bite out of without like dragging all of the cheese off the pizza at once.
If you wanted that, you'd go buy a cheese stick for $1.
I mean, that's what it was basically. It was like this cheese was just so grippy. Like, it felt like I was just, I'd bite into it and then like pull my mouth away and there's a cheese string. And I did like move it closer and bite again. And it just kept doing this forever and just pulling more and more cheese into my mouth. Mm-hmm. It was like eating a Stretch Armstrong.
Oh my God.
Another thing is the crust was, the pizza was very greasy. And it was kind of like very thin except for the outside edge, which the crust, like in the very edge, was kind of like it was big, like it was like a sizable crust, but there wasn't very much substance there. It was very light and kind of like brittle, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, it was very strange and very greasy. And I didn't finish the whole pizza. I had like a 10-inch pie, but like, yeah, not so good. Mm-hmm. And it was very bland because, Alfredo shrimp, but whatever.
Alan, do you think you'd enjoy it more if they rebranded to Persepolis Pizza and it was themed after the life of a young Iranian girl growing up to be a cartoonist? This joke didn't work.
I don't know that movie or book or whatever you're referencing, but sure.
Yeah, okay.
Persephone? Is that a name? I don't know.
Persepolis.
Okay. What pizza did you eat, Russ?
What pizza did I eat? Now, I haven't listened to the last episode, so I'm not 100% sure if I remember.
Well, you did listen
not.
To the last episode, except it came out, like, 3 weeks ago.
10 years ago.
You've been in a coma for 9 years.
Oh, my God. What's your name again? Is it Pequod?
Something like that. Ahab.
Hey, Ahab. They tried to take me to Ahab. I said, no.
Oh, anyway. Boy.
R.I.P. I had some, this is bad. I had Tombstone pizzas.
Ah, okay.
French bread pizza. Not Stouffer's.
Hey, Russ, what do you want on your tombstone?
Live to die, born to cuck.
Okay. I'm arranging for that right now.
Thank you. I love newly minted Monopoly champ, Alan. He's got a bunch of gold coins sloshing around.
Well, another thing is I'm also just riding around in a big shoe. Because I'm a Monopoly man now.
Is it a Heely? Is it a branded Heely?
Yeah, it's a big custom Heely that I had made.
Sometimes you switch over to your giant soap shoe and you just ride down grades.
Yeah, I can only go down rails and smooth surfaces on that.
But you go to libraries a lot, so it's pretty okay.
Have you ever wondered why they didn't combine Heelys and soap shoes?
Probably because it would be too rad and your feet would become deformed from the radness.
I think you'd go too fast. And your feet would tear like the ligaments in your ankles. Like your feet would be moving faster than the rest of your body and he gets.
If you think about it, Shadow's shoes actually are kind of like Heelys combined with
soap shoes. Yeah, they're basically that. So I think unless you were the ultimate life form, you wouldn't be able to handle that kind of speed.
Unless you were Shadow the Hedgehog or the Bio Lizard.
Yeah, no, the Bio Lizard had some big. That was actually the shoe that I was sitting in, was one of the Bio Lizard's shoes. That's why I was
we
so big.
We should really save this for the next segment, but.
Well, we should, but go ahead and tell me what pizza you ate.
It was the Tombstone French bread pizza, and it was me. I had a bite of my sister's boyfriend, Cody. He's a regular.
You had a bite
show.
Of him?
I had a bite out of him, and I. To fucking bit into his throat and stole his pizza, and he's dead in my closet right now. Don't ask anybody.
Oh, this is just like JoJo's.
Yeah, it's just like my favorite comic book JoJo's. Didn't even think about it that way. Alan, you're so good at finding a silver lining.
If you say so.
And you're always so good about your friends. You know, let's just give a compliment here for Alan. He's personally paying for my Tombstone, so.
I mean, that's true. I wouldn't call you my friend, but. I have an active interest in getting your Tombstone in active use.
Yeah, you motherfucker. What is Lenore's Tombstone?
It's actually just a screen that shows all of her tweets.
Oh my god. Is it very like really, really small, like every tweet she's ever made?
No, it's just kind of like a montage of like I can't get up, I'm gay. Let's see.
The big hits.
The big hits tweeting I'm gay like a million times in a day. You know,
we can't do this for everybody or they'll get their feelings hurt. So, we'll just Monty's real quick.
His is actually, just the, Homura, goofy thing.
I hate it. Ravi,
it's a picture of an ass and it has, it kind of, the way it looks like it is, it's kind of bent over to where the ass is kind of like protruding down into the ground where his head would be in the casket. So it looks like he's eating ass while in death.
I was wondering if you'd have, like, one of those Halloween props of a hand reaching up, but instead it would be, like, a head with an open mouth, like...
Oh, like some sort of Ravi death mask that's protruding from the ground and, like, chomping at, like, a granite ass.
I'm imagining Big Boss at that one part of Metal Gear Solid 4 trapped in that bag, but it's just making low inaudible, I gotta eat ass. Ravi is suspended in a state between life and death, just hungry for ass.
Yeah, the Patriots trapped him here so he couldn't eat ass anymore.
What the fuck Patriot, are we talking
The Patriots
about?
Locked away Ravi's consciousness so he couldn't eat ass.
Tombstone French bread pizza tasted a lot like Stouffer's, so if you wanted a replacement, maybe one was a deal, go for either or.
That's kind of a damning for Tombstone, because that's all they make is pizza, and Stouffer's is just kind of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. You're saying that they have all these food wizards and tech experts. I'm going to assume wizards, not scientists, because if your name is Tombstone, you obviously deal with the occult.
Yeah. We're talking about some spirit cooking people here.
Yeah, sorcerers and wizards.
Sorcerer Supreme, yes. That's my favorite item.
That's my favorite pizza.
No, I was about to say that's my favorite item at Taco Bell, but sure.
Anyway. It's my favorite pizza. It's your favorite burrito. Taco.
Speaking of Taco Bell, I have a review from. Combo. I have a taco review. It's time to run for the border.
Oh boy!
Or is this Taco Talk? What do we call it? Tortilla roll up.
Tortilla roll up is pretty good.
Isn't that what we said one time?
Maybe. I
found like a weird tortilla song to put in there. Fuck.
That's so good. You should probably just save it. Just start another podcast and ditch me.
I should. I should find somebody who's also Latino and just ditch you. Yeah, I should probably just do that anyway. But I had the steakhouse nachos.
What? Oh, I had that burrito.
Oh, yeah, I forgot there was a burrito, yeah.
Did not like the burrito. It was that weird sauce on it, too sweet.
I think that sauce was fine on the nachos.
Maybe when it's spread out a little bit more and it doesn't seep to the bottom.
Yeah, it's more like a diffuse, like it's kind of spread amongst all the other nacho toppings. And I thought they were pretty good. So it was fine, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not really a very interesting review, but I do have some. We have some hot news to break today.
Ooh,
Pizzagate, baby!
Oh God, Pizzagate! Huge. This is the biggest story of the year, maybe.
Yes, bigger than the election, bigger than anything. Mm-hmm. So Pizzagate, people are a bunch of Nazis and Donald Trump supporters on Reddit and 4chan are convinced that there's a weird like child trafficking ring. connected to a Washington pizzeria and John Podesta.
Now, Alan, the big question is, do you think this will lead to the second disc of Metal, the second, what is it, the fourth chapter of Metal Gear Solid 5?
I think it might. I think this is an ARG. Okay. This might be Frog Fractions 2.
Oh my god.
Blogger Ace of Swords claims that the code words used are very well-established early internet and dark web code words for child porn, pedophilia, and BDSM. Okay? The code words they're talking about are cheese pizza and sauce. Cheese pizza means pedophile sex, and sauce means orgy. This really paints that Tim Curry role in Home Alone 2 in a different light.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, boy. And also, apparently somebody left a handkerchief on a table, and they think that's some sort of weird, like, hanky code thing. So,
and we're not talking about Mr. Hanky the Christmas.
I'm also
poo,
looking at a picture everybody. Here that says, look at all the great orphans Podesta sent over for you to sacrifice to Jay-Z. What does this mean?
Oh my god.
It's a place, first of all, it's a restaurant called Comet Ping Pong. It's a Comet Ping Pong, which first of all sounds like the character from fucking Inside Out.
Okay. I was going to say it sounded like my favorite comedy podcast, Comedy Ping Pong.
Oh, Comedy Ping Pong.
But, yeah.
It's apparently a very popular pizza restaurant in D.C., so a lot of politicians eat there. Whatever. They have, like, some, like, bands and music acts and stuff come through, like Tracy Eldridge, The Great Zucchini, and Captain All-Star. Captain All-Star. So, yeah.
That's Smash Mouth's superhero identity, actually. By day, he goes by Smash
Mouth.
Some
people are thinking that Kanye West's hospitalization is a direct result of Pizzagate, that he was about to spill the news on the Pizzagate scandal. Because
spill
the beans on the Pizzagate scandal.
Well, what's a fancier seed? Because Kanye West would probably not drop beans. He would probably drop, like, a fancier
Now, I do
seed.
Know from a lot of his songs, he does like to spill seed. Mostly on Mink, Coats, and...
he would probably spill, like, fancy tiger cum. Breed tigers.
Do you think Kanye West might inject tiger cum into his own balls so that when he comes, he comes tiger cum?
Are you referencing Charlie Sheen right now?
You said tiger cum first. God.
Well, you're the one who talked about, like, injecting it. He's in his
oh, a Charlie Sheen. Blood. Charlie Sheen has the patent on injections.
Yeah, he does actually. That's kind of why he kept screaming about it.
He did actually scream, "I have the patent on injections."
He actually invented the modern injection system to save his father from mouth pussy cancer.
His father's Michael Douglas?
Oh, am I getting them mixed up? Damn it.
Michael Douglas is the guy that, god damn it, Martin Sheen didn't get mouth pussy cancer.
I got this mixed up. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Well, you know what, Russ? You know what, Russ? You're garbage. But you know what else is garbage?
Martin Sheen's pussy cancer, which is real. It's the new pizza game.
No. There's a pizza place. That's making so pizza right out now. Of garbage.
It was Michael Douglas.
It was Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas at the car now. Another Kanye lyric. Follow the money.
I feel so stupid. These old white guys.
Well, listen, Russ, when you frame it that way, all old white guys are the same, so that's totally fine.
It's true.
Garbage
pizza.
At a private event that the Rockefeller Foundation and the Huffington Post hosted last month, to mark the first day of South by Southwest Eco Week in Texas, the local restaurant Bufalina prepared a special meal of appetizers, pastas, and pizzas made with produce that would otherwise have been tossed in the compost or trash, including overgrown kale stems, stunted spinach with yellowed edges, and just other sort of vegetables that nobody gives a fuck about. And they made these garbage pizzas out of them. So look at this pizza and tell me what you think, what it looks like. Do you think it looks any good?
You know how it's unsettling that human... There's like that conceit. I don't know if it's true or not. I've never done it. That human flesh tastes like pork.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, now Kyle. This would be like... This would be me eating... If I ate this pizza, I would know what I would taste like.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Because I'm made out of garbage.
That's true. That's true.
I eat garbage. So I probably would know.
This pizza doesn't look very good because I don't know what it has on it, but it looks like the sauce is made of poop, and it looks like it just has some globs of mozzarella, and then, like, is that corn? What is this yellow shit? Yellow peppers? I don't know. Some seeds. It looks like garbage. Like, but I mean, like, if you're gonna use compost, like bad vegetables or whatever, like ugly looking vegetables, that's fine, I guess. But, like, make a good pizza with it. Come on, what are you doing?
Yeah, come on. Put some
pepperoncini.
What would you put on there?
Some pepperoncinis.
Pepperoncini. Put some eggplants on there?
No, those pepperoncini.
Bonks me on the head with an egg.
No. Other emojis, whatever. Russ.
Yeah, put the moon face emoji on there. Put a moon rock on there.
Hey, put a Mac Tonight on there. Put Moon Man, the Gamergate rapper, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh, hell yeah.
The white nationalist Nazi rapper.
Oh, hell yeah.
Russ, as a big Mac Tonight aficionado, are you aware of this guy?
Yes, we went through this whole saga dance a few podcasts ago, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I can't remember if we did or not. I got some hot news for you, Russ. This might be, oh, I know you're unemployed, and...
Thank you for sharing that with the podcast audience.
Well, I think we all knew that. Listen, the only people that listen to this are like the five people that follow us.
Yes.
But hard work pays off. And in the case of stoner favorite Domino's, thanks New York Post for generalizing us.
Come on.
I'm straight edge.
Offensive.
Yeah,
thank you. It's all about the music for me.
Managers who rake in $25,000 in weekly sales for four consecutive weeks get a sleek silver Rolex Air King with a subtle Domino's logo on the band. Subtle might be a bit of an overstatement, because it's a big domino.
But not the Undertaker.
Not the Undertaker. Not the Overlord. It's a big silver domino that they just kind of welded to your Rolex. And it also has a Domino's logo on the face of your Rolex, too. Oh,
that's hideous. That's bad.
It's kind of bad.
You could probably, if somebody struck at you with a blade, though, you could use that to, like...
To deflect it. Yeah, off. It's kind of like that scene in Rebellion where Homura catches the sword in their fucking time shield.
Oh.
I watched all of Madoka in the last 2 days, so that's all I can think about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gay.
It is very gay. It's good, and also, she did nothing wrong.
Oh, okay, yeah, I don't know. It's like saying Doc did something wrong. Didn't Homura sell nuclear waste to the Armenians? When the Armenians?
The Libyans, first of all.
The Libyans, excuse me, I don't know why the Armenians would want that, like...
I don't know why Libyans would want that. I don't know why anybody wants nuclear waste.
We all do, you know, after Metal Gear Solid 1.
Yeah, you know what, after Metal Gear Solid 5, I just want some depleted uranium to make basically everything with, so that I can just use some metal-eating archaea to destroy it whenever I want to.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway.
Man, my brain is busted. I'm sorry, everybody. Why do I host a podcast?
That's a good question.
That is a great question.
Oh, man. Oh, this video audio loaded, and I got spooked by our next news story. Melania and Baron Trump surrounded by Secret Service during pizza lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Us Weekly. Okay. Says that the 46-year-old Slovenian native was wearing a red coat and kept it on the entire time. And, according to an eyewitness, the future first lady and her 10-year-old son had a mommy-son lunch date at Serafina Fabulous Pizza.
Do you think when he named that child, did Donald Trump really expect his son to be a professional wrestler?
I think he's a big fan of Dune, and he named him after Baron Harkonnen.
I'd be so... I would be very... happy for a Trump win if by the end of his term
he was floating
he was
addicted to spice and just floating with like anti-gravity suspensors.
If you think about it, Trump is already transforming into a sandworm. So.
I believe that he's mid-process. I believe that. That's all why he's sniffling is because he's just craving spice. That melange.
He's got spice in his nose.
Yeah, he's sniffing spice.
That's why we can't understand anything
what's also
he says
weird?
Is because he can see through dimensions.
That's true, yeah. What's also true is that Mike Pence is wearing a Fremen steel suit underneath his is wearing that underneath his clothes, and he's recycling all of his pee.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Also, he has a knife that if it leaves his body's electrical field, it'll shatter.
Oh my god.
Also, Kari Fiorina is the... What are the ladies? Oh god. I'm having a Russ moment. What are the ladies in the thing? The late psychic ladies.
Oh my god, the witches, the Kwisatz Haderach.
No, that's what the guy is. Bene Gesserit.
Oh my god. The Bene Gesserit. Yeah,
Bene Gesserit. Yeah, those guys. Those ladies, yeah.
I was close. I at least remembered the fucking term.
Well, okay. Yeah, Kwisatz Haderach. Yeah, I get it, but like, you know, the Reverend Mother things. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, she had a baby that was that grew up very fast.
Yes,
because she was taking spice while she had
it. Just like Bean from Ender's Game.
Ew, boy, I've read those books. Funny thing, I read a lot of Bean books. I read like the first four. Never
see,
read.
Russ read all these Bean books because he thought they were using slang for clitoris. He thought they were clitoris.
Yeah, I thought there would be some Bean flicking in this. And
there was a lot of people flicking Bean on the head because he's a nerd. He sucks.
Yeah.
speaking of nerds that suck, I've got a follow up to that last story about Melania and Baron Trump eating pizza. Baron Trump is a manga idol in Japan. The soon to be son is considered a bishonen or beautiful boy. This 10-year-old boy, let's see, there is a manga that is called My Loud Annoying Dad is President, So the Quiet Unassuming Life I Wanted is Completely Over. And also chapter one is tentatively titled, Also My Mom and Sister Are Too Sexy.
Oh my God.
There's a picture of a crying Baron Trump standing behind his dad. And this is a manga that's coming out apparently.
Hey, if the main character from Kiss X Sis, his dad was Donald Trump, it'd be the same fucking thing, right?
Yes. This article that I'm reading says, and while topics covered in manga can range from fantasy and horror to business and commerce and everything in between, manga does have a reputation for let's call it blurring the lines of child pornography. As The Guardian reported in 2015, some manga contains graphic images of children being sexually abused. I'm glad that this is the article of manga. This is in just a general article about manga in general. It's like, hey, guys, some manga, it's bad manga. Dark manga,
hey,
if you will.
It's dark stuff. Sword Art Online's allowed in there, too.
Yes. First of all, I guess if you count doujinshi, you've got all of Fatal Pulse's whole catalog. And that should be,
exactly.
That's a war crime.
That is a war crime.
And he should be tried in The Hague for that.
That
one,
did you hear that the author of Fatal Pulse is being part of Trump's cabinet?
That wouldn't surprise me. He's part of the transition team. I heard that was Steve Bannon. I heard Steve Bannon is Fatal Pulse.
Oh boy. Anyway.
Oh, actually,
Breitbart's
you know what?
Gonna track down this podcast.
Do you remember that time that recently they revealed Mike Pence's, like his law school comics that he drew?
Oh my God.
It was weird. It was just a bunch of ahagow and like people saying like, if you keep going, I'll lose my mind. So bad. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Mike Pence. Ooh, jeez.
Let's get out of this dark world of politics. And that's all people talk about. Let's go into the fun world of Sonic.
Let's escape. Hey guys, you know what? I think Hillary Clinton is a lot like Amy Rose. I can't believe Eggman won this election.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton is a lot like Amy Rose because she seemed hammered the entire time.
She's a lot like Sally Acorn.
Campaign. She's a lot like Sally Acorn, which is a failed monarchy.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Clinton dynasty is sort of a failed monarchy, akin to the Acorn family.
Yes.
Here's something that's not failed, though. Sonic the Hedgehog in Lego Dimensions. There's a trailer. It looks
glad
good.
Glad I can't afford that right now, but I would love...
There's a big death egg. Sonic's flying a plane in space.
I want to put that in my mouth and chew on it, if you ask me.
I think the Sonic Boom voice actors are in it, which is bad. Big of the Cat's here. There's the orca chasing people around.
Can you make one? Can you make one?
What do you mean?
Can you make a Big the Cat?
There's a Big the Cat in this trailer.
Hey, wait for Cyber Monday, y'all. Hey, deals. Hey, use our Amazon link. Check out the Sonic Hedgehog level pack. $10 off right now on Amazon.com. Thank you. You get hours of content. Hours of fun, of adventure, of mystery. You can put any Lego you want in there. You can put
I hear there's a good Simpsons joke with Sonic in there when if he hangs out with Bart.
Oh, hell yeah. It's about getting married, like that one image that was going around?
No, it's the one where he says, if you find a ring on the ground, just take it, take it, take it, take it.
Oh my God.
That's it.
That's pretty good. You could even put Hannibal in there. Has Lego put Hannibal?
Oh,
in
Mads
there
Mikkelsen.
Is Mads
it's
Mikkelsen
very
in there
weird
yet?
That photorealistic Mads Mikkelsen is just walking around in the game. They use the CryEngine to render Mads Mikkelsen in the game.
No joke. I'd play a Hannibal game.
How would that be? Like it'd be like a Telltale game or something? Or
I feel like it would be a mix of Manhunt and Mass Effect.
I would get really into that. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds badass. Hey,
and you'd have like weird fucking hallucinations of like goat or like a deer man and shit like that.
You also would be like Spider-Man Dimensions. What was it again? Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions.
Yeah, the one where you hop, you go to Hannibal Noir.
Yeah, yeah. In the 1930s. You'd meet up with Anthony Hopkins. You would play Manhunter Hannibal. Mads Mikkelsen Hannibal. Think about it. See, I'm smart. I'm good at this. Red Dragon Hannibal.
Well, okay. Let's not get too carried away here.
I didn't know you were such a Hannibal purist.
No, no, no. I'm just saying. No, the part where you said you were smart.
I hate you.
Speaking of things that aren't smart, Sonic Boom episode Season 2, Episode 2, Spacemageddon Apocalypse.
It's luckily... Okay, when I have doubts about myself or think myself is very dumb, at least I can look at Sonic Boom and go, this isn't the... I am not the worst person allowed on television. That's the
person allowed
to write for or produce.
What you're telling you is that when you find yourself in times of trouble, Sonic Boom comes to me.
Will come to
speaking words of wisdom.
Let it be, which is to say, let it be off air.
Yeah, please.
Cartoon Network. Why is this... This is... Sonic Boom is crazy because it's allowed to be on Cartoon Network for some reason. I don't know how. Probably just to fill airtime. But back in the day, it'd be on 4Kids TV right now. Oof. Wallowing in Saturday morning.
It's bad. I thought you were about to say Waluigi for a second. I was excited. And then you finished your word.
There should be a Waluigi sitcom. It'd be like Tasmania. There'd be a girl Waluigi.
Oh, boy.
Anybody want to talk with me about Tasmania, please hit me up on my Twitter at Pisco.
Tasmania? What?
You don't remember Tasmania?
I thought for a second, well, I know Taz the Tasmanian Tiger.
They made a Taz-specific spinoff of, I think it was like the Tiny Toons team.
Oh, never mind. I have seen this. The girl Taz is like pink or something, right?
Uh-huh. It's a total like Mrs. Pac-Man situation where it's Taz with a bow.
Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah, it got very few episodes, but it has like beautiful TMS like animation, like, you know, like really high end for that era, at least animation, and like kind of stole all the money away from Tiny Toons Adventures,
which was a very good show.
Yes,
at least I remember it being pretty good. I don't know.
Plucky Pig. Was that no? It's Plucky Duck. What was the name of the Porky Pig equivalent?
I do not know.
Chester?
Hampton.
Hampton. Oh my god. I was gonna say, if the pig's name was Plucky Pig, it's funny because not only is that a cartoon character, that's Alan's forum name.
mine's actually Cucky Pig.
Cucky Pig. Cuckton. Anyway. Alan?
Now, how do you feel about... I got a good question here, Russ. How do you feel about, the female young female counterpart of Pepe Le Pew, Fifi La Fume, that was in Tiny Toons? Is that woke?
Maybe it is woke.
She's kind of like a man eater.
Yeah, she would step on the other character's balls at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she just kind of chases boys that have white stripes painted down their backs.
I love that we did not talk about Sonic Boom in any way and just started talking about Tasmania.
Hey, listen, it's Tiny Toon Adventures. It's bad.
It's bad.
They went to space.
2001 space parody, and Eggman wants hand jobs from the other animals.
He makes a bunker so he can get hand jobs from animals, and everybody else is trying to destroy a meteor. They send Knuckles up there, and he punches
sticks. Sticks kept happening.
Sticks,
I just want to say that.
Sticks kept on believing that mirrors are an evil dimension, and I thought that might pay off in like a funny joke, but it didn't. She made a weird like moon landing conspiracy joke.
A hand would reach out of that mirror and kill Sticks.
I was hoping that like she would watch, she would like put the mirror down, but her reflection would still be in it.
And then photorealistic blood would start pouring out of her eyes.
Yeah, yeah. That would be very good. And that would be like what's the opposite of like creepy pasta, where it's like good pasta.
Yeah, good pasta.
Hey, this is good pasta.
I just went to the Olive Garden the other day and I got some good pasta as compared to the creepy pasta.
Those are the two options. You can have antipasto, creepypasto.
Antipasto is made out of antimatter, so if it touches normal pasta, it'll explode.
That's true.
Not to say you can mix creepypasta and good pasta together, but
if either one of them touch antipasta,
you'll be eating an all real monster.
One of them is like, ooh, it's Oblina from All Real Monsters.
Oh God, she got cut up into pieces.
Oh no, it's Crumb. He's here.
From
that was his name, right?
Tag
it's Ickes.
Gelboru Tag Guro and All Real Monsters. Check it out. Good picks.
It's
I need to see some Rule 34 of Grumble monsters.
Hey guys, it's the Grumble.
Anyway, let's continue, Alan. We're gonna be here all day.
Russ, I'm gonna list some names of some characters from Ah Real Monsters, and I want you to tell me if they're real. I'm gonna list three of them. Okay, I'm gonna list three, and you tell me which one of these is fake. Snorch, Zimbo, Bradley.
I'm gonna say Zimbo is fake.
They're all real. Zimbo is voiced by Tim Curry.
I thought Zimbo was just like, oh, what's a funny pair of syllables?
Nope. Now what about this? Nope. Now what about this? Horvath, Skeech, Dr. Buzzcut.
Skeech.
They're all real.
I say,
you fucking idiot.
Don't let it do
Horvath was voiced by David Eccles. I don't know who
Those are great sounding characters.
Skeech was Marvin Kaplan.
Alan, those sound like great characters, but I personally want to learn about a new character that I've never met before.
Oh, well, I've got a character for you, Russ.
Oh, my God.
It is Melania the Jackal. Now, what do you think she looks like?
Oh, God. Overalls? Probably a farmer type. Like, God, what's the My Little Pony? Applejack?
Yeah. Now, you say, when you hear the name of our future first lady, and you immediately think farmer type.
Well, listen, I'm not going for the obvious here. I'm trying to go out of my way to find a different kind
of character.
Well,
Russ, I want you to pull up this page, and I think you've already loaded it, because you guessed overalls, weirdly enough. I think you've cheated.
Oh, hell yeah. No, here, I did it. I did it. I was expecting, like, blue overalls and an orange shirt. This is very purple. And black,
I think you cheated, because how would you know she had overalls?
Because I was thinking of a farmer girl.
Why? Her name's Melania.
Because I jumped her. Alan, do you really want to do my thought process here?
Yes, I do, actually. I want to know why you I was making a Melania Trump joke when I found this thing, and you thought of a farmer.
I was thinking... I'm going to tell you now, I did not cheat.
Okay.
You have to trust me at my word. This is not a Travis McElroy in the Adventure Zone situation. I legitimately thought, like, what character archetypes have I... I always go to, like, steampunk or hacker.
I mean, or mercenary, what? Or, like, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, Melania isn't a name that's, like, Death Scourge or Killgirl.
Killgirl's
my favorite
wrestler.
I thought of archetypes that characters, like, OCs of, like, Sonic people would have. So then my brain went to, like, well, what would have been popular kind of at the height of Sonic OCs or something? You know what I mean? Like, what would be in a Sonic OC head? Then I thought, like, My Little Pony, and I went with Applejack, because that was literally, like, the first one that came to mind.
Very weird.
I was a little bit more methodical than usual.
That's very strange and contrived, and I don't understand how you came to this conclusion. You're wrong in that she's not a farmer or anything. Her character quote is, look, I don't care who your enemies are, as long as I get paid, the job will get done. So weirdly enough, she is a mercenary, which is what you usually assume people are, but she was wearing overalls.
You win some, you lose some. What can I say?
She said,
what can I say?
Her image has next to it, pay up, Eggman, you owe me 500 rings. And it looks like somebody had a weird, like, Photoshop, like, metal or rock background, and they just kind of erased it to put these words. It's very good.
It's like a pre-made map for D&D.
It does look like that, actually. She has her strength, smart, skilled with her hands, can build weapons usually within 24 hours. Weakness, low hand-to-hand combat skills, short-tempered, overly competitive, bad communication skills, and then bad habits, often breaks tools when angered. She worked for Robotnik and also, Dr. Robotnik and also Snively. We never talked about Snively very much on here.
Snively, yeah, Snively's her, that's a Mobian guy.
He's like Dr. Robotnik's, like, nephew, right?
Something like that.
He sucks. I don't like him.
You don't like him?
I don't like Snively. He's a little
Snively
cuck.
Snively is kind of, hey, another thing to compare to the visage of Ted Cruz, Snively.
Ted Cruz is a lot like Snively. He's a lot like the Duke of Doubt.
There really needs to be a database of things that Ted Cruz looks like.
Let's see. Pugsley from Adam's Family Values, an Adam's Family movie. Snively, Duke of Doubt, one of those blobfishes, the Zodiac Killer. handful of other things. Personality. God. Mel was at first greedy, desperate to pinch every little ring out of Snively and Robotnik for personal gain. While also being unloyal, she had betrayed Robotnik by messing with his machines after being paid by his enemies. She's also short-tempered. However, after being roboticized and returned to her normal mental state, began to dull her emotions, causing her to become softer and quieter, enjoying her life as a hermit in solitude, not liking the loud, overly advanced cities. Yeah, so eventually, at one point, Snively and Robotnik caught on to her kind of sabotaging them and being a double agent, and then roboticized her, and then, like, I think the Knothole Freedom Fighters.
And she became one of the horny robots we warned of before.
Yes. She has a power ring, which she can use to shape her roboticized arm into various weapons and tools. Mechanic skills is another skill. And then also manipulation. Of what? Who knows?
Who's to say?
She was named after the Corycian nymph of the same name, as its name means the black. She's an omnivore that likes to diet on invertebrates and berries. She will indulge in a chili dog or two occasionally. So she eats bugs.
Octopi, squid,
mollusks,
centipedes.
Yeah, worms.
Yeah.
A lot of centipedes. She just loves eating centipedes.
Even after becoming a robot. Why is this robot eating all these fucking
centipedes? It's just smashing them against its face, and it just has a bunch of dead, like, wriggling limbs.
My Roomba is obsessed with eating centipedes.
I think it's because of the video game Centipede.
It's true. Real quick, I want to go back to fucking Sonic Boom, which I almost called Sonic R, which is a great game. Sonic
Boom.
Can you feel
the sunshine, by the way?
Yeah, I can't, because it's fucking cartoon. They had a scene where Dr. Eggman played like a fucking Asteroids clone. It's like, Sega, you own the, you know, you have these beloved shooter properties. He could have been playing Thunder Force or
Echo the Dolphin. Afterburner. Play Echo the Dolphin.
Anything. Like, Golden Axe. I don't care, but like,
play something.
He was.
What if the high school Seha girls showed up here?
Yeah, that would be good. And then killed the cast. Took over the show.
A Sega Saturn used her gun to kill them.
Yeah, that would be rad.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and Dreamcast used her Dream Sword. What a good show! Yeah. That's a good show. Why don't we just watch that instead? Fuck this show.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's see. Speaking of shows. Our fans are a fan of our show. Listen, Russ, I don't usually do the segues, but haven't been doing any of them today.
I'm giving you a taste, and you, how do you like them? So
I mean,
far?
I'm doing them better than you usually do. So,
dude, I disagree. We met Melania, and we guessed her archetype, and now we have some archetypical fans here who want to ask us blazing hot questions about pizza, Sonic, and just. And just life sometimes. Not really, though. I wouldn't go to us for advice, but...
Maybe me, but not you. Definitely not you.
Longtime friend of the show, Ryan Gann. He's a longtime friend and a longtime fan.
And sort of asks, antagonizing figure in our lives for many years.
Yeah, antagonizing, but we won him over, a la, you know... I almost said Dragon from Shrek.
Well, I like that that's the first thing your mind goes to, you fucking horny creep.
No, I'm not a horny creep. I was trying to think of something unconventional.
So when you think of unconventional relationships, you think of Eddie Murphy donkey fucking a dragon.
Yeah, that's Alan, think of something more unconventional than that.
You got me there.
Like a pizza hologram. Whatever was, thought it
like
was
the hologram
true.
At the airport. That's like me and my wife, the hologram at the airport.
Alan is just walking through and he's like poking people like, are you a hologram?
Is this Westworld?
Is this Westworld?
Are you a host? Where's Anthony,
like,
Hopkins?
Anthony Hopkins in Westworld, which I've never seen. I don't know what he does in it.
He's a guy
like,
what's the name of... He kind of sits in the background and watches everybody, I think. Like, he's like, this is my Westworld.
Like Hannibal in Silence of the Lambs. He was won over and became best buds with Jodie Foster. That's right. Ryan Gann is our Jodie Foster or Hannibal Lecter?
I think he might be our Hannibal Lecter, and I think we might be Jodie Foster. I don't know. That movie's problematic. I don't know.
Is it problematic?
It's kind of transphobic, Russ. Like, kind of a lot.
Oh, I just thought he was a serial murderer.
No, not Hannibal. The Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, I just thought he was a serial
murderer. Oh, it's bad.
Anyway,
The NBC show is a little bit better about that, but they don't really get into that arc anyway, so who cares? Anyway, Ryan asked, I like anchovies on my pizza sometimes. Does that make me a cuck? And then, as a follow-up, we can address this at the same time. Justin Russo, another longtime fan of the show, said, what is the most cuck pizza topping? It's chicken, right?
If we were looking at a purely symbolic level, I'd probably say sliced sausage.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
But I like sliced sausage. But then again, I am a cuck.
That is very true. You are a cuck. But I also like sliced sausage. But I'm also a cuck.
But you're
but I also like
sliced sausage. Well, Alan, you know,
Duality of Man. Walt Whitman, Leaves of Cuck.
Yeah, Leaves of Cuck. It's, don't quote poetry around me. It'll make me feel stupid. Don't talk about poetry.
Hey,
it's not real.
Russ, do I contradict myself? Very well, I contradict myself.
Oh boy.
As something I contain multitudes of cuck.
More like cuck your dick instead of contradict.
So what
good friend of the show and former guest and hopefully.
Oh, we're just dropping the cuck thing, huh?
Yeah, we are.
Sliced sausage.
It's dumb. Isosceles triangle?
What?
I heard you say isosceles.
I said sliced sausage.
The biggest cuck pizza is the isosceles triangle, which
Russ, most pizza slices are shaped like an isosceles triangle. Because you've got two sides that are the same length, and then you've got one side that's not.
I scream at my Domino's delivery man. I scream at him.
This needs to be equilateral.
I want to cut into squares.
That's not what that is, but okay.
No, I'm
well, squares are equal.
I want it.
Well, fuck.
Equilateral.
Equilateral triangles, what I was going
squares.
For.
I want them squares or equilateral.
Russ gets a protractor out there, and he's trying to measure the angle of all of his slices.
Get an abacus out.
Yeah, that's what
I like
that's
the
for.
Sounds they make. I like playing with an abacus. Sab, show friend, asks, what's your opinion on dessert pizza?
I like dessert
what
pizza.
What is your opinion? I like dessert pizza, too.
What kind of dessert pizza have you had, and what kind do you like?
I like a pizza buffet cinnamon pizza with a little bit of frosting.
That's kind of like, that's about to say, my favorite dessert pizzas, the best kind that I've had is from CC's. Because they've actually got a couple of kinds. They've got the one that's like, that has like sort of like apple, like and cinnamon kind of base. And then it has like some little crumbly like streusel bits and a little bit of frosting on it. Or it's like kind of like almost like a toaster strudel type thing. For some reason, I said pocket strudel, and that sounds like something you'd fuck.
I just keep my pocket strudel on me.
That's
times.
Like a pocket pussy, like an Onahole that you fuck. You pop it in the toaster and you fuck it.
Okay.
But
in
I like
the
those.
Toaster, or would you let it heat up in the toaster and then take it out?
That's what I mean. You'd heat it up in the toaster. You could fuck it while it's in the toaster.
Well, okay.
And then when whenever the toaster, whenever it pops out, it like flies, it like you would kind of like thrust into it more, and then you come. And that's the frosting. Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people know it. The frosting is made out of cum.
That's true.
In a pocket strudel.
Yeah, in a pocket
made
strudel.
Out of corn syrup in it.
Alan,
can I ask you a Twilight Zone-esque question?
Yes.
What if you went to a CC's pizza and it was exactly the same, except it was Pippis's pizza?
Okay, first of all, I like that this is what you think in your childlike mind is the Twilight Zone.
No, that's the Twilight Zone, because it'd be like everything you love.
Yeah, Rod Serling walks out, submitted for your approval. A world
also,
where CC's
in there
is called Peepus. Where's Peepus?
Also, everybody in there has a pig face.
Okay, now it's the Twilight Zone. also, the guy says, hey, it's a cookbook.
Oh, you're reading the Peepus cookbook, and it's filled with recipes on how to serve man, which is four, because you're all ruled by snake gods.
Okay, and then also a nuke hits, and then I realized that I had time enough at last to eat all this pizza, but I dropped my pizza on the stairs.
Is this what my body, the electric, sings? What is the fucking Ray Bradbury?
I sing my body, the electric, which is also,
what about
guess what, Russ? That's based on, that title came from a Walt Whitman poem.
I sing the body electric. That's
yeah,
the one
that's
about
what I
the
just
guy.
Said. No, it's about the
who uses the electric vibrator on his dick and he gets electrocuted. Right?
Oh no, that one is basically Deers. Oh, not Deers.
Anyway,
I mean, it's Chobits. It's Chobits. I get those mixed up all the time.
Okay, I sing Deer-S is the one about alien slaves.
Yeah, that one.
Give alien slaves, please, alien slaves. That's the name of our fan base. Could you? That were Quillheads. Thank you. That's from episode one. Quillheads, remember that?
We have a segment called Quillheads Talk Shop.
I don't think I even brought that up this episode.
You have been doing a horrible job with the segments and just talking in general.
Rate and subscribe podcast on iTunes.
Rate and subscribe podcast on iTunes. Yep.
Yes. Twitter.com, HogcastSD. Use our Amazon link. It's on our page.
Sure, place
which
your
can be accessed. Yeah. It could be from Escape from the Dot City, Cuck.zone.
It's a new thing I bought this week.
Mm-hmm. And all manner of great ways to access our content. Hopefully we can get Sonic related streams going on my Twitch page, because now that I have this fancy rig, you know.
Oh, that's what you just knocked on your rig.
Yeah, I just knocked
it's
on
a sign
my
of
rig.
Quality. I gotta
it's
analyze
solid,
the wave.
Solid. It's like it's actually like I love having one of the. I like those cool rigs that are made out of like weird shit, like fish bowls or whatever. Fish bowls that have like a fish in it. Well, mine is shaped and looks like a. Wood fire pizza.
Okay.
Or a brick oven for pizza. And,
okay.
And if it gets hot enough, I use the heat from the, processor to cook pizzas with it. So very cool.
Russ, now I heard your thermal paste is actually just marinara.
No, it's my cum.
Okay.
But, I actually mix some of your cum in there too, which is Wheezebees on the first episode.
You said Wheezebees in one episode. I can't remember which one it was.
Wheezebees. Whizbiz, which is my wizardly business.
Hey, that's an episode of Adventure Time. Shut up.
Piss Goblin on Twitter. Hopefully Piss Goblin again soon once Twitter ends.
I'm gonna snipe your app, bitch. I'm gonna steal it.
You can take it, honestly. It's now a the albatross around my neck.
Oh, now okay, so now you can reference poetry. I get it.
That's poetry?
I think it's like long form, isn't it?
No, I just killed an albatross the other week and I stuffed it down my shirt.
Oh. Hey, do you think there's a Sonic OC called Jessica Albatross?
Okay. Action Allen on Twitter.
Yes. Jessica Alba.
Known by his, please listen to Alan's new mixtape, Airport Holograms.
Airport Holograms. That's actually my favorite track on the new Starboy thing. Is Starboy the Weeknd? I don't know who the Weeknd is anymore. Is he the Fuck My Life Up?
Alan is like a weird indie electronic musician, and his new album is Airport Holograms.
Yeah, I've got a new track with Moby. He's an electric man, right? He's an electric man, right? He's some sort of synthetic humanoid.
He's like that imagination dragon from Disney World. What was his name again?
What?
Now, you know the
I've never been to Disney World. What are you talking?
Figment the dragon.
Oh, Figment the dragon
that lives in Epcot. He was produced. This is actually.
You mean Journey into created. You mean Journey into Imagination with Figment?
Yeah, yeah. That guy who you were referencing earlier was created from the Electrical Light Parade in Disneyland. Use the spirit of that come to life.
Okay,
anyway,
that makes sense.
This has been Hogcast Speedy Delivery. Live and learn.
Live and learn.